This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And yesterday was, of course, International Women's Day. So we're going to talk money and women this morning. I'm joined by Julia Newbold, Managing Director of Money Magazine. How are you this morning, Julia?
Very well, thank you, Jordan.
So we're talking about challenging yourself with International Women's Day and challenging women around money. What are we talking about?
Well, women are still earning less than men. There's the gender pay gap of 14% in Australia currently, which means that women are earning on average about $240 less than men per week. And we're retiring with less money in super, although we're starting to catch up. And 40% of older single retired women are living in poverty. So we're trying to engage women earlier so that they're aware of these statistics and they look at their finances a little bit more carefully to try and even things up.
And so, yeah, we're choosing a challenge. Well, women are choosing a challenge. What kind of challenges should we be looking at?
Well, the theme for International Women's Day is choose to challenge. And so looking at the things that might even out your money in the future for women, challenge yourself to pay attention to your financial position. Understand what it is that you have, what money and assets you have, and also what you owe. And then how you're going to manage to pay for whatever you have. But just be knowledgeable about what you have, like check your super balance. Are you in the right fund? Are you paying fees that are reasonable, which should be 1% or less? Then check what your outgoings are. Check, you know, all your utilities. Are you getting the best deals? Are you getting the best deals on electricity, gas, your phone, your internet, your insurance, whether it be health, life, home or car insurance? These are all big outgoings. So, you know, spend some time going through and challenging yourself to see if you can get better deals on all of those. And the other thing that can make a big impact is challenge yourself to earn more money. So, you know, different ways, ask for a raise. You know, you can have the answer no, come back, but also you might get a yes. So, you know, it's worth the challenge. Also, maybe take on more responsibility. Negotiate to get more money by, you know, doing higher duties. And also retrain into a field where perhaps you can have a better financial future in the job that you're doing.
Of course, a lot of this sounds like it could be pretty intimidating, and I guess it's all about having confidence in yourself and going after what you want.
It is. And when it comes to the job market, I mean, women do have less confidence than men, but build up your cheer squad. You know, talk to the people who will tell you how good you are and give you that confidence to move forward. And if you're in a big corporation or actually even in a small business, find yourself a supporter and an advocate who's going to help you get a higher position, who's going to be on your side and nominate you for a promotion.
And so I guess what are some other ways that we can challenge ourselves, choose to challenge for International Women's Day?
Well, you know, talking about money, there's all the ideas. Become more confident with your money. Actually, learn more about how to invest your money. You know, putting your money in a bank account right now is not earning you a lot of interest. You know, learn about if you've got a mortgage or you're thinking of getting a mortgage, you know, what are the best deals you can get there? What should you be looking at? You know, will you get an offset account? Will you be paying variable or fixed? Learn more about finances so that you are more confident to take the next step and to perhaps get your money working a little bit harder for you.
And I guess it doesn't necessarily have to be a challenge to push yourself forward and ask for that raise necessarily, but it could also be like a personal challenge of maybe a savings goal.
That's right. You know, set yourself goals for the year and, you know, set yourself small goals so that you feel that you're achieving. And, you know, if you have a long-term savings goal, you might, you know, fall off the wagon a couple of times during the year and so on. But, you know, don't worry about that. Be kind to yourself. Accept that these things happen and look at the bigger picture.
No worries. Well, Julia, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Jordan.
That was Julia Newbold, Managing Editor at Money Magazine on your Classic It's Breakfast.